Seattle renters could get a break on rental costs as soon as next year. A city council committee advanced a measure on Tuesday that would cap move-in fees. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Lawmakers previously delayed the legislation by Councilmember Shama Sawant, wanting to study it further. But with a few tweaks, Sawant saw it move forward this week.
None opposed. The move-in fees legislation passes unanimously.
That sends it for a full council vote next month. Under the measure, the total cost of move-in fees and security deposits could not be more than the cost of 1 month's rent. Landlords could charge an additional pet deposit, but only if it's a quarter of 1 month's rent. All fees could be paid over a span of 6 months. Supporters say the measure would help people who need to move quickly, including survivors of domestic violence. And they say it will help renters who can't afford high fees. But many Seattle landlords say it will hurt them financially. Brad Lefton testified to the committee that this and other tenant regulations are deterring landlords.
Duplexes that I have, I'm going to mow them down, and I'm going to put condos in that I can capitalize out on and walk away with my money. I'd always wanted to be a fair landlord, but if you keep doing this, you're putting us out of business.
Small landlords have said they could lose money if they don't collect the fees all at once and someone moves out. If the measure passes next month, it could go into effect by the end of January. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.